Thought I did, but I didn't. Oops, can't get in. Okay, we need some Rice Krispies. We need a basket for starters. Take the ticket out. Right, here we go. Rice Krispies we need. I'm not sure what else. I'll have a look on my list.
Mark,
is there a spare battery at home? There's lots of spare batteries at home. Which ones are you thinking of?
The two little ones.
Where?
The two little ones in the little bedroom.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of batteries in the little bedroom because this machine needs lots of batteries. Ooh, a traffic jam.
Okay, it's
not a traffic. People jam. We need some Ribena. Thank you. Can you manage that? We have, haven't we? Yep. Have we passed the Rice Krispies? I can't remember. It used to be here. No, it must be down here. Ooh, it's huge, that one. It's got a what with it? What we could really do with is an Easter egg with an egg cup with it. Because we've broken our egg cups the other day. Do you remember? We're a bit short on egg cups now. Okay, guess what Mummy's done?
We just need one more egg cup, don't we?
Who's forgotten the list then? Me. Let's just
one
check
more
my pockets.
Egg cup
for me. Oh, here we are. All is not lost. Oh, we only need Rice Krispies in here, and then the rest of the things are in the green grocers. Do you know where they keep the rice? Oh, it's down here, not now. She keep changing everything round.
Mm-hmm.
It did used to be straight up there. Forgotten that. Well, it looks like there's one box of Rice Krispies here.
It's not the right kind.
I think the Rice Krispies are up there, aren't they, in that box there. Look in here. Can't reach that lot, so we'll have to find somebody to help us.
What are they for?
I don't know, but it says it's a voucher for Rice Krispies. Sounds useful. Hang on to that.
That's a man.
Right, we need a Rice Krispies. Yeah, but he was a shopper, not a person in charge. Let's see if we can find someone. A shopper. A person like us. Shopping. Let's go and see for someone else. No, I can't see a soul today. Someone needs one. Apart from the till people. Pardon?
Oh, there's Anne.
Yep, there's Anne. Is there anybody available to get us down some more Rice Krispies? We can see them up the top. But yeah, it's me that's the problem. Grey doors.
What do you
think he's in here either.
The lights are on.
I know. Well, service with this man has probably gone out for coffee. Let's go back to the cashier and see what we can do. Otherwise, I think we'll do without our Rice Krispies.
What?
I think we'll do without our Rice Krispies if we can't manage to get some. I said we'll have to do without our Rice Krispies if we can't manage to get them. No joy.
I'll have you.
Thank you. No. All skived off. Come over here, though, because we're not in the queue.
But then we want to come up.
Yeah. That's where they should be, but we can see them lurking at the top there.
No,
oh, there's something. Oh, if I'd known that. Thanks. Right, we're off now. Thank you very much. Somebody must be unpacking Rice Krispies ready. Well, we don't need to put that on, we'll just take that home with us. Will you catch it?
261, please.
Oh, must have lost it then. Thank you. Yeah. And probably back in the library, or it's in a different shop. We usually shop together. Different. Sometimes we go in different shops, sometimes we go in the same ones. Mind that dirt, love.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no, right,
she
okay.
She says there's a delay on them, but the only that went, they'll definitely be in tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's not a film, it's reprints.
Oh. My grandma's doing it about 12 feet long.
Okay. Did she say 2 or 3 days? It's sort of about a week now. Okay,
Michael.
Right, thanks. Anyway, sugar free cow pop,
right here, please.
Cow pop. 2, 4, 8, 3, please.
Wait here.
Thank you. I remember we had that photograph, we decided to get lots and lots of copies of it. Well, they still haven't come back. The copies of the photograph. We had some copies. You remember we had a very nice photograph of us as a family? There we go. And we decided to get lots of copies for all our friends that we haven't seen for a long, long time. So I asked if they could do them for me, and I thought they would be back by now. Well, they should have been back ages ago, actually, but they're not yet. Let's go and see if we can get some tomatoes in here. Kiwi fruit. We like kiwi fruit. No? Well, you always say you don't, but I don't know whether you've never tried it properly, really. I think it's just the thought of it that you don't like.
I know I don't like it, but I have it as a drink.
All right. Pineapple it was that you had as a drink that you didn't like. Is it a cucumber? Yes, we do need some tomatoes. Would you like to get me some? Pop them in there.
What about for these?
You're looking for nice. Well, I don't need the bananas in one. Tomatoes need to go in a bag or else they'll roll about all over the place. So if you can spot smallish ones, but not like that, see? So that's got a mark on it. We don't want that one.
No, you want that one.
No, because of that there, look, see? Look at the nice, healthy ones. Fairly small, because I don't want huge ones.
No. That one, Mum, not that one.
No, right. I think this will do, actually. We've got about 5 in there now.
I've not even put one.
Haven't you found one yet? No. See whether you can find one.
All the ones I've...
Try this one. No. A bit moth-eaten, don't they, these tomatoes?
What about that one?
Double up. Yeah, that'll do. That's a nice one. Right. I don't think we need any more. £2 and a penny. Amusing little incident in Quicksilver.
Yeah.
we wanted our Rice Krispies, and there was only one sort of opened pack. And you could see up in the tops there, you could see this sort of box of Rice Krispies that wasn't down. So I went toddling off to find somebody, nobody in sight. Eventually, this dear girl gets herself off the cash tab to come in. And where did she find them? Another box, but on the floor. I could have helped myself. Obviously, somebody, there was, there was a ladder sort of standing there, so they must be refilling the Rice Krispies. They must be in the middle of it. No cottage cheese. No cottage cheese. Oh dear. Sorry about that. Shall we have a little? Actually, I'll just like go around this corner and see if there's anything I can read tonight, because I should fancy something to read. Do you want to stay here and look at the books? No? You come with me. This is an adult books section.
Daddy likes.
Oh yes, Daddy likes all sorts of things.
And that's a daddy.
Well, they all are really. Well, it depends what you like really. There's all sorts of different
stories. All daddies because they've got two of
them. Oh no, not necessarily. D is for detective.
Detective.
Detective. It's like a mystery. Something happens and somebody has to sort out why it happened and who did it and things like that. Just fun, really. Let's see what we've got here. Oh, what a pity I've read all those ones.
Is it important?
Is it important? Not really. It just sort of helps you know what you're picking up off the shelf. What say? Wainwright.
Why?
Probably because he's an author, or she's an author.
He's an author.
He, it says. John Wainwright, there we are. If you want to pick a book by John Wainwright, that's where they are.
All on the shelf. One another.
Different signs on different shelves.
But the bottom one hasn't got one on.
That's probably because they want you to look for yourself. Can't remember if I've read this one or not.
These.
That was like marble. Actually, you're right, it does sound like you. Do you want to choose a book today? I've tried choosing one. Can't decide what I want, that's my trouble.
Well, if I had started school, I thought it was going to be a bit... I thought I wouldn't like it there. But when I got there, I didn't like it.
Good. It's often like that, isn't it?
Mm.
Things you think you're not going to like them, and then you do. Are you missing school today? I wish you were there. Is she? She might be doing maths this morning. You have to get back there tomorrow and get more done. She doesn't catch you up. Doesn't she? Oh well, then you're alright. You do lots on each day, do you? Oh, I'll give them all a chance to catch up with you then. See if there's something down here that you could read. We could play schools this afternoon. Sorry. Okay. What is there here? Oh, look, there's some more Dilly books. Dilly and the Big Kids. Think? Should we have that? I'm going to keep us going for a bit. Arthur's Loose Tooth. What? Oh dear, poor cider.
I've just got a paw caught in a
leaf
and she's sitting.
Did she sort it out?
No,
I went to. You went and got it out? Three dogs.
I saw one called Pastor and one.
The place is full of them, isn't it?
It is.
There's people that will have dogs. I don't mind if they're under control. Can't see anything that's not got too many words on a page, can you? What are these like? You don't like it? Oh, the rings! Oh, I didn't notice all that lot. I'm just looking at this one with the... Oh no, I'm not into that. I suppose some people are. Some people do their hair in strange fashions as well, don't they? Too much like hard work, don't they? You could probably read that. I like the photograph books though, do you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Come back again. Come back again. You must go up in the loft and find your
clothes. Your summer coat. Looks
a little bit advanced.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
of it. Let's read it yourself. Well, it's a simple read it yourself.
What's
we got? Have we? There's some up there that we might be interested in. I'll say excuse me to Martin. Oh, there's a happy families on the floor there. I love those. And on this one, that one was a window cleaner. These are quite fun because they don't usually have too much reading on one page. Oh, this looks more like our thing, Christopher. We could cope with this. Is that any good? Oh, it's Creep the Crook. Yeah. Yes. The Alan Arberg ones. They're usually very good, really. Hello, Spotty. Yes, there are lots of those stories. Have you found one you like there? What have you got there? Oh, that looks good. Sleeping Beauty. Do you want to try that one? You know it already. Oh, well. There we go. Not much point in having that then, is there? Here you are, Martin. The Amazing Spider-Man Saves New York. I don't think we've...
You can walk holding on to one hand if you want to. Yeah.
What's that? Tiger Trouble. Oh! That would be one word. We'd have to read it to you and it would take us a long time. I don't think so. Well, we're not doing very well here, Christopher, between us. Well, I've got this one. What do you think to that one? My mum's a window cleaner. That looks like our scene, doesn't it? Let's see what we've got down here. Pig's Wedding, I think that's like.
Mum, what about this one?
That looks fun.
Mummy,
this
one.
Hard look, we've got it.
About this one.
Mummy. What, Miranda the Magnificent? Oh, that looks quite fun.
Stop squeaking.
Are you squeaking the tiger? I don't know.
Probably
is. Child, excuse me. What do you think to the pig's wedding? Oh, here they come. I think that's it, whether we think it or not.
Shall we put these ones back? We've made a big mess. We've made a big mess.
Hello, hello. And what have you got there, may we ask?
Hello, Ian. My goodness.
What have you been doing?
What's
happened? What's been happening? What happened? What have you been doing? Oh, we brought flowers. Is it nice? What have you been doing? Doesn't sound like a story to me. You've been making things on biscuits. Do you have a story as well? Do you like it? I think Rosie can. Look at this, she's even got sweets as well. Don't let him be sick with them again. That's why he's with us today. He wasn't really well yesterday.
Sorry.
That's all right. Coat on, shall we? Mummy! You're very lucky. Mummy!
Mummy! Mummy! Mummy! Mummy! Mummy! Mummy! Mummy! Mummy! Mummy! Mummy! Mummy! Mummy!
Mummy! Should eat those first. Should we pop those in your mouth?
No. Only one. Right. What I have
Do you like it?
Teddy likes it.
Shall I hold that for you while we put your coat on? You're enjoying this. There you go, you're going to hold that. You don't like it? You do like it, but you're not holding it. What can I do to do your things up? Just leave it open. Would you like to go and sort the books out for me? We'll give you a ticket.
I'd love to kick it.
Just a minute, I've got to find my purse.
Purse is in your bag.
Right, it is.
I'd love to...
Oops, a daisy. Can't come then next week.
What?
We can't come next week because next week it's on Thursday morning. Wait a minute, that one's for you, Tim. That one's for me. There we go.
I can have the books.
Right, you can have all those, except that one. That's that one, and that's that one. Right, you can take that out on my ticket, and we'll take all those out on his ticket. Mine. Are you walking back?
Yeah.
Let's go and get the books out first. Another added problem, isn't it, having one's hair cut?
Yeah.
So what's that? Story time next week, Thursday, so we've had that then. Right. Let's want to reject my story time for this one. No. There were loads of people there last week. We haven't had great numbers for a long time, but last week suddenly lots of people. You need to put yours at the top, Tim. We'll start with that, as we don't seem to be very forthcoming here. Put those up there. You look shattered. You are shattered. Oops. Thank you. I'll pop that in my purse. Yeah? That can go in my bag. That's to keep that nice folder on.
Are you not very well, Chris?
Are you not very well? No, we're not, was the answer to that. Pop that in there.
No,
well, you need to hold this.
Yeah.
Are you eating this? You don't want to eat this. On we go.
My penny's got me with Rocky's and this biscuit.
Oh, Tim's remembered the dog. Would you like to eat this? No.
You eat it.
I don't like coconut.
It's a
biscuit.
I like coconut.
Do you want to
take them? It's a biscuit. It's a biscuit.
I know. There's coconut on the top. Do you like it?
No.
Right, well, let's give it to Christopher, see if he likes it. Whoa! Oh, goodness me.
It's got dirty.
Oh, perhaps cider will enjoy it. I don't like our biscuit. Just been on the floor.
I have it.
Oh, you're going to hold it.
Are you going to give it to Cider? No?
It's in front of Rosie, poor woman. She's just done it. I'm sure that's really healthy for you, Cider. I think she just has done. She'll probably be sick on the way back. Little dustbin. Really? I've lost a child. I put that in my bag. You're looking very weary now. Do you need to go home and lie down for a bit?
Yeah.
Well, this one's not too well, really. He's going to go down and go back and lie down now, he says. But the rest of the five. You? Good? Oh no, what's up with him?
He wasn't so well yesterday.
Is he not?
Temperature was right up.
Oh, well, that sounds like everybody else, because I was just saying to Anne, Ian and Martin, they've had high temperatures and feverishness and stuff.
The amount of hours that I did last week didn't help.
But right.
He hasn't been quite for a while. He's been in bed all day yesterday. And I'm
sorting out at the doctor's today. Where have they gone? Have we lost them?
Some heard Cheryl like to have a walk around with Pete this morning. She picked the van up at 6:45. She wasn't very happy about
it. Bet she wasn't. Oh well. Can't help it, can you? I think they've gone and disappeared.
No, they're just
there. Are they? Yeah. It's quite a nice group of children now, isn't it? It's a library story. Right, yes, rush ahead, don't wait for us. Sorry? You are. Plus the dog. Seems to be wandering about all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you long for half an hour's run, don't you? Well, I mean, no, sort of walk.
Walk quickly.
Have you seen anything of Sarah this weekend? Is she all right? Oh, well done. That was a Friday afternoon, yes, when I saw you. I thought we'd better get out of the way there. Cause I thought...
No.
And she wouldn't have any.
I was quite happy that I'd have cooked her.
Choc ice and pears went down when I had her.
Well, that's all she's had to eat. Whatever she had on
Wednesday night.
That was nothing really.
That's all she's
and
had
two
all
drinks,
week.
And she'd had two cups of coffee and a sherry, she told me on Thursday.
Oh dear.
I was just cross with her.
Well, it is right. Silly, isn't it?
It's very silly.
And she must know that it's silly.
She's not stupid.
So did you tell her? Did you lay into her?
I did a little bit, but I said, you're going to go home and have some tea with the children. And she said no. And she said yes. And I said, you're not, are you? And she said, no, I'm not. Mm-hmm. And Simon doesn't know.
Well, I think we ought to
say. I said I'd tell Simon, but...
What did she say for that?
Nothing.
She didn't care. I think we should then, really, because otherwise it's just going to go from bad to worse, isn't it? Well, at least he'll have been here this weekend to find out, won't he? Yeah. But the trouble is, he's probably so bogged down with his job problem.
And maybe she misses one of them, he'll go on the weekend, or he might not.
He'll think, oh,
not
it's just, yeah. No, that's what I gathered.
Yeah.
It's funny, because doing this recording, I've noticed that the time we really sit down and talk, is it meal time? Particularly as a family, you know, with the children and what we've done. And yes, I do. Well, I produced this cottage pie, expecting her to join in, unless she was going out, you know, at night, which was fair enough. And she obviously was sort of most surprised that we were all going to sit around the table and eat it.
Mum, someone's taking a green screen. Oh, will you get down from there, Ian?
Mummy!
Okay,
Mark can do it. Mark's bigger.
Yeah,
older anyway.
That's
a
good boy. Hey!
Well,
not eating it,
yeah. James's mum said to me, and she doesn't know from Adam, she said, that lady has been on the corner standing there talking for the last 20 minutes, which must mean that Mark was late for school this morning. So it means she must be going quite downhill. Or is he not going to school this morning?
They may have had chicken pox.
Oh, except they were setting off at 9 o'clock as if to go to school. I mean, you know, it was 10 to 9 or whatever. She passed them at 10 to 9 and then she passed them again at 10 past 9.
Did
she talk? I don't know. I mean, this was just James' mother saying. Because she didn't know her, you know. And I thought, oh no, Sarah, don't do it. Because just everything seems to be going to pot. Yeah. What's the problem, dear? Why are we all worrying?
The dog.
Oh, go on with it.
The dog. Well,
we've got cider with us.
The dog. Go away.
It's going away now.
No problem. Oh, is it today? You feel you want to do something, but I just don't know what we can do, really. Beyond, like you say, telling Simon and seeing what he can do. Because we can't just stand by and watch her fade away, can we? Really? Rather it would stop now than another 2 months, and then the woman's in hospital and goodness knows what. Yeah. And no.
I end up having to.
Oh, is that dog through the fence and hit Mummy?
And me, and I go all wobbly and poofy. Those pregnant cells really bad. Just have to eat all sorts of things at different times. Just to try and eat apples as opposed to, you know, sort of something fairly healthy, but I would go quite wobbly sometimes, have to lie down for a bit. That's only lack of food. That's a good one. Well, they're all right, they're with a man.
There's a man.
There's a man with them, they obviously know what they're doing, they're lovely. They're going home. What's that been for their walk? This one looks like he's so old he can hardly put one foot in front of the other. No, he's going home.
There's a cat.
Oh dear. Simon.
Andy persuaded
him
not to.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Just because he didn't know her. I mean, he does know her, but I mean, perhaps he doesn't realise the state of affairs. You keep telling him every day, daily update. Oh, dear. You think they noticed at work, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Perhaps. Well, I suppose they would.
Then again, she might have had something to do to work, if the fact that you have a Chinese tattoo.
She must be eating something to keep going, surely. No, not quite. Let's hope there's only one glass of sherry and not.
Yeah.
Worries me what she's giving the children half the time. Well, she said when they came round, she didn't think that they would eat much.
No.
And, well, in fact, she predicted that Joanne would eat more than Mark, in actual practice, it was the other way around. But then Joanne was getting very flushed and spotty.
Yeah.
So I think she was heading towards chicken pox. But she ate a, you know, fair amount, like you would.
Yeah.
And Mark tucked into the lot after he declared he wasn't going to eat anything. Well, they both said, oh, we don't like carrots. I said, you won't taste the carrots in this. It's all been cooked together. Because it's all, you know, by the time the carrots have been cooked that long in that stuff. you don't notice it, do you? The carrot flavour sort of disappears into the meat juices.
Are you two coming?
They're probably expecting us to nip round there.
Yeah.
You haven't got the energy, have you? I'm glad I didn't send you. It's difficult to know whether to... The same dog again.
Oh,
it's a good job you came back round here then.
Yeah.
How fortunate for us all.
Yeah. The same dog again. Nasty dog.
Which dog? A big dog?
Yeah. It's nasty one again.
I'm
not
putting
on
the plate.
Ian, can I have mummy's hand, please? Come back here.
No cars.
No, but it's just, well, then these one, doesn't there? Yeah. And then that's it, end of story. But it's not
but
happening.
I wouldn't sit there and eat it then because I had something in the evening.
Yeah. Because I have something. Yes, I think you'll have to sit and eat it with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can get Choco some pears.
Most unhealthy. I'm going to try and pick up this way.
No, you can't have a low fat McDonald's.
No.
You can have pears in pear juice, but Choco isn't any use.
No.